just talk of all kinds and then grow everything you can eat, why, that's not a good life.
Did you raise crops of hay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I raised all kinds of stuff on the farm. Hay and then for the cattle. Then you can have your sorghum cane, make your molasses. Sorghum molasses, I call it. Have watermelon, peanuts, and the garden. All kinds, beans and tomatoes and cabbage and squashes and lettuce, all of that. You can have that in your garden.
Yeah. Now, when you raised hay, in June you'd get your first cutting. And would you ever get one something after that?
Yeah, there's always a plant an early garden, and then you get that open. If you can get around and have the season, if you get a plant middle of July, you have a late garden. If the frost and the trees stay open. Yeah, that's a lots of time to plant two gardens.
Would you ever have something come up in the garden just, you didn't plant it, just came up?
Oh, sure, yes. You got to work bad and keep it out, yeah. Yes.
No, I was talking about when you planted a garden, something that, you know, you might get tomatoes that would just come up.
Oh, yeah, volunteer, sure, yes, I've had that been a lot of time, yeah.
Would you get another crop come up maybe just out in the field?
And I've had, in your potatoes where you plant potatoes harvest in, you leave one, they'll come up. You leave some, they'll come up and not too, yeah.
Volunteer?
Yes, sir. They sure will. Mustard will volunteer and come up.
Now, talking about the hay, I was talking about hay when you raised hay. Around, when would you get your first cutting? Around June?
Yes, sir.
And then later on, you might get
That's right, yeah. Yeah, you get two cuttings off of your hay every year. And sometimes, if the weather permits all the way through, they cut twice. Now this fescue, they call that, there's a lot of that over the country. And alfalfa, you cut alfalfa twice.
Yeah.
Lifts it easy by about one cutting or you get off the head.
Yeah. Where would you store hay in the barn?
Well, you throw it up in your, above your, where you have your stock, you see, there's a loft in your barn. You pitch it up out of the pitchfork, have a big window up there in your barn, and drive up to that, and someone up there then to throw it on back. Of course,